Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the Friend Zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time.
Hello and welcome to the 77th ever Friend Zone. How about that, Guy?
Well, you know I love it.
Step right up.
You know I love it, Tim. That's by my count, at least 77 friends. You know, the backbone of each of these episodes has been one beautiful piece of correspondence or engagement with our friends. So we have made a minimum of 70, if nothing else, 77 friends along the way. And you, Tim, with due respect to those listening along, are the closest of them all. And I haven't spoken with you properly, you know, for a week or so now. What's happening in your life?
That.
Tell me a nice thing that's happened in the last 7 days.
In the last 7 days? Went for a run yesterday. It was good.
The best thing that's happened to you?
Well, I did. All the good stuff that's happened is very boring to do. I'll tell you a good thing that's happened, but it's going to be kind of boring and technical to talk about. But finally got an offer for a comedy festival to do this real freaky show that I've thought of, which is going to be a chat show. So hopefully that's going to be happening next year. I thought I wasn't going to be doing it.
That's
but
great.
The festival's going to let me. Yeah. And tentatively, it looks like a lovely little slot at a lovely little theatre. So stoked about that. Still married, man. So happy about that.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking real stoked on that. That's
love,
a good time.
Love, love.
Love, love. You got to love, love. Oh, and number three to cap it all off, I have a walkout boy coming to stay with me from tomorrow morning for a couple of days. None other than Nick Sampson, who belongs to London now. But he's gonna crash with me.
See, that's the sort of detail I'm looking for, because I could hear it in your voice. You're excited about that. There's a youthful vigor to the idea of a friend staying. You're gonna get up to some mischief, you know, like you'll drink one more whiskey than you otherwise might as you stay up and just shoot the breeze. Talk about the state of the world, your lives, where you both stand politically, personally, comedically.
Absolutely.
That's exactly I think I'm gonna throw in a party.
I'm gonna throw a party because Nick's here. And because we haven't had a party yet, and our house is such a good party house for summer.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
This has been ballistic. Absolutely ballistic. So this morning, because the last week has been crazy. There was one of the wildest thunderstorms that's ever happened in Auckland about 2 days ago. There was 155 lightning strikes inside 6 minutes. It was astounding. I was doing a little bit of... This is going to sound dodgy if I say doing some work with some kids. So I was volunteering at a school, because that's true. And their fucking bell system got taken out by a lightning strike. Lightning strike hit the school and burned out the circuitry, so the bell doesn't work anymore.
That is some crazy ass shit. You know, they say lightning crashes, a new mother cries.
Was that song about a... Her placenta falls
to the floor.
Is it about a stillbirth?
The angel opens her eyes and the confusion sets in before the doctor can even close the door. Shit, I didn't actually know, but I'm reading ahead on the lyrics, and I'm not going to sing any more of the song because this is a place for celebration.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. Well, I've been spending a little bit of time with friend of the podcast, Becky Lucas, here in Los Angeles, California.
I'm so sorry, guy. Let me ask you. Tell me about your good times with Becky Lucas.
Look, much like your times with Sampo, just great to see an old friend. We've had some laughs. We've had some meals. We've had some drinks. We've taken advantage of the recently relaxed, or you could say corrected, marijuana laws here in Los Angeles. And just been generally having a wonderful time.
I do fear for how much your color is being characterized by your weed references every episode of our podcast now. Because we kind of had a decision early on, first couple of seasons, where we were like, we're going to smoke the weed, but we're not going to talk about the weed. And then at some point at around season three, I think we were like, you know what? These beautiful bastards have been with us long enough. It's time to be honest with the good
folks. Enough,
we were high the whole time.
The worst season. I'm not too worried about it. Like, I feel in my personal and professional life, it's well under control. Do you think I reference it too much? Do you think I'm coming across as a bit of a nerd?
Nah, not for me. And you know what? If it's cool by you and cool by me, why am I even being concerned about it? I'll tell you why, because we're in the friend zone.
Yeah. I suppose so. But no, rest assured, I've been having a great time with Becky. And
you gone to any shows, mate? You've been seeing some chuckles?
I've seen shows. I've done shows. I've got to do a show not long after this, actually.
That's tremendous news.
Yeah. I'm going to do some jokes. Do you know, I did a joke. I opened with this joke at a show the other day. And while the set went well, this didn't. I said, it's great to be here in Los Angeles, California, the City of Angels. And looking out in front of me, it's pretty easy to see why, because I see 50 angels. And, I mean, you know, your reaction down the line is a pretty fair representation of how the audience interpreted my sort of... because I guess it sort of straddles the line between being, cynical and earnest. And so I think it's just like a weird thing to say.
It is right on that line, isn't it?
But rest assured, I was otherwise funny. And should we stop talking about ourselves for one fucking hot second so I can read out this piece of correspondence, please?
I would love literally nothing more.
Well.
Literally.
It starts thusly. My dudes, I was working my way through the back catalogue of Brilliant Alice Fraser's podcast and was terribly surprised to stumble across episodes featuring old Timbo and Guy Guy.
Yes.
As much as I love hearing you talk about piece of shit films, it was super interesting to listen to you go deep on topics you don't always hear comedians talking about. And that's what I love so much about Alice's show. Anyway, the point of this message is that I'm sure I'm not the only person who'd like to hear more stuff like that when you do it. So don't keep it so quiet. Yeah? And that comes from Chrissy. So to Chrissy, I say, absolutely. We can do a better job of keeping people informed. I think Twitter's probably the place where you get the widest cross-section of other projects and things that we're doing. But for those of you who would like to listen to those episodes, the podcast is called Tea with Alice. And it's a fun podcast to do. It's quite you cover a wide breadth of topics and the conversation follows wherever it goes. So Tea with Alice, there's a whole stable of episodes that aren't even just with us.
Alice is very smart and she is interested in a lot of different things. So it's good wide ranging chat. I think I've been on it twice over the years.
Yeah, she's actually, awesome. You mentioned it. I think I've done it probably like three times.
I think I've been on that show probably four times now, just going over to Melbourne for the
I feel
comedy
like,
festival. Because
every time I run into her, she's always like, it's very important that you've done it more than Tim. So I think if that's true, then I must have done it six.
Fuck, that's so sorry. Yeah. No, I'm mistaken. I've done it at least seven or eight times at this point, Tea with Alice. Absolutely. I should have brought that up, actually.
No one guest is that interesting. It's too many.
I've got a donation of $10 and it comes from Aaron. He says, no need to say my name. Listening. Oh, sorry. Hearing season one for the first time. How can I not pay the boys again? Can't wait for this year's Death Blood. All the best. And if that doesn't date this message, nothing will. He didn't write that. I added that in.
Yeah, I figured as much. Thank you so much. $10. Always appreciated.
Fuck.
What are you going to spend your five on?
Coffee.
Yeah, fair enough. I might follow your lead. Coffee and a croissant. Had a fantastic butter croissant yesterday. Apologies to the vegans, but butter, god dang it.
I've been thinking about going vegan for a while, eh? The one thing holding me up is cheese.
Join the fucking thing. Join the line, mate. There's a line of people who are considering. I've been thinking about exercising. I've been thinking about working harder as well. Hey, boys, I wanted to send a quick message of love and support to you both for the amazing work you've done on this podcast.
You fucked me up, Jesse, man. Well done, you. You go on.
You've been a companion with me through the highs and lows of bouncing around the world, relocating. I also saw you in Melbourne, where I brought two friends, strangers to the podcast, along. You may remember us as one of my friends decided to look up if Johnny Depp was actually in We Are Your Friends on his phone in the front row and quite rightly got told off by Guy. Anyway.
Man, hey, hold on for a second before you go on with that. Can I ask you something, Guy? As a professional comedian, because I was in, I can't remember who I was talking to. I was in a situation recently where they were, I think it was a comic actually. We were talking about this. They were like, it's you know, tail end of 2018 now. I think live performers of comedy are going to have to accept phones being out in shows now, like that it's part of it. Especially live podcast. Who was I talking to about this? They said like at live podcast shows, because people will want to like join you on Twitter or whatever, or like tweet at you. But as a performer, it just looks like a distraction. So where do you come down on this? Are you virulently anti-phone?
I'm pretty anti-phone, stand-up especially. I mean, I think I try and do it when I'm watching stuff on a screen at home as well. It's like nothing, certain things are, I guess, that demand live interaction, but nothing is made to be consumed with a split brain, I don't think. And, you know, I've performed on
except
shows.
Podcasts.
I've performed on shows now where, you know, people are on their phone, and if it's like, sometimes you acknowledge it and sometimes you don't. It is a new reality, but I'm against normalizing it. I'm against, like, as a performer being like, yeah, I guess we just have to accept this is how it is. Like, I will still be outspoken and against it, but if I'm going through the paces of a joke or my work and someone's on their phone and it's not impacting what I'm doing or distracting the people around them, then I'm just going to leave it.
Fuck, imagine if that's what separates us from the new dogs now, that we just stick our heels in and everyone under the age of 25.
Well, when you frame it like that, Tim, it becomes terrifying.
Hey, sorry, continue the message.
Not at all. Anyway, the most important part of this message is directed towards the person who turned me on to you guys, my cousin Michael, who tragically passed away recently. I'm not going to say when, but it was... He's provided the date, but this seems to be by the by. At the tender age of 36.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that.
You guys have given him, and in turn myself, so much joy over the years. And as I listen back through season one, it takes me back to some of the good times with him. Thank you so much for filling both our lives with light. And thank you for helping me through this difficult time with him gone. Thanks, boys. I can't wait to listen to your next great adventure. Lots of love. George, you may say my name, and also, as before, my cousin's name is Michael. Well, George,
our condolences first off, man. That is way too young to be saying goodbye to your... Sorry, is his cousin, eh?
It is his cousin.
Man.
I couldn't agree more, but at the same time, glad to provide whatever small moment of light and respite we can through previous endeavors and endeavors going forwards. I hope that you and your family are spending a lot of time with each other and feeling okay about the wicked ways of the world.
Death's really weird, man. And you get reminded of that, particularly, I think, when younger people die, like before their time. It's weird. It's weird, man.
I'm actually...
It's not actually weird. It's always been there, but we've kind of like, we relegate death to this weird zone and we don't talk about it, which is so bizarre because it's the one inevitable thing. We need to get some better attitudes about death, man. Well, maybe just I do. But anyway, my sincere condolences for your cousin.
To go on the record and say, well, I'm against it.
Yeah?
Not as a blanket rule, but you know, in instances such as that described, I'm not afraid to put my, you know, put a flagpole in this and say, I'm against people taken before their time vehemently.
Yeah, that
it might be a controversial thing to say, but there it is.
You're a true brave hero, Guy. On behalf of myself and Guy, we send our very best wishes to you and your family. Absolutely. We're glad that we could be part of some of the lighter, happier moments. Here's a brief little email from a person called Jay. Jay emails and says, thank you for watching Grown Ups 2 so many times. That's a strange thing to thank someone for. I can't wait to hear more commentary of the movie. Instead of watching, maybe you should host a table read. Your commitment to this nonsense is hilarious. Keep on watching. So, interestingly, that feels like a message we could have received in, pretty much any month that wasn't January in 2014. But we've actually received it in very late October 2018. So clearly Jay has been catching up on season one, which has been released back onto the free internet for everybody. And you'll be happy to know, Jay, there were two table reads, one of which was actually recorded and released. I assume you've listened to that now as well, featuring vocal talents including, Melanie Linsky, have you heard of her? 2.5 Men. Busy Phillips of her own recently released chat show. A galaxy of stars read our silly script that we wrote from memory of the film. So enjoy that.
And it's sitting pretty fresh in the feed right now. So feel free to dive in.
By the time this comes out, though, Guy, it's all, you know, the time zones are all over.
Still pretty fresh, though. It's still right up there.
But it is right up there.
It's recently loaded in the chamber.
It's called the worst scripted event of all time, I'm pretty sure. There was another one as well, a table read that was not, I don't think we recorded it, but it was a fundraiser we did in the a community hall in Auckland to raise money, and that featured some huge names as well, but more local stars like Di Henwood and Rose Mutafeo.
It ran for a whopping 4 hours.
That's right. I forgot about that. You lost your absolute shit.
Yeah,
you started screaming at everyone for us to get through the script.
It was hell on earth.
Oh, I remember it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A simple question here from a listener in Brisbane. How high were you guys when you recorded Prawn Salad?
Funny thing about that is a lot of people have postulated we were on, is that a word? Feels like it might be. We were on like mushrooms or LSD or something. I don't think we actually know with certainty what we had, but it was a cupcake. It was a cupcake. I'm pretty sure it was hash, eh?
Yeah.
Hash oil.
But it must have just been a lot. relatively speaking, because podcast or no, that was, I would say, the upper reaches of how high I've been and can be.
It was just a very, I don't know, the conditions were right. We were, you know, we were in each other's company. We were tasting success. I think the numbers had just started going up or something like that. It was very late at night. I think it was after a party, maybe at our place, because that's why Nick was asleep on the couch next to us. And it was just like, man, how about this? How about it?
Yeah, how about them Cowboys? Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, it's an old saying, but I think it applies to the Cowboys of podcasting, who we were at the time.
Mm.
That was a short one, but I've got a really nice little moment here, if I may indulge.
Yeah.
Dear boys. Every ad I get on the podcast is a dramatic anti-paramilitary ad. Taken aback at first and very put off in the following few times I heard the ad. I've since become desensitized to it.
That's good.
I now begin my own journey, parallel to yours, whereby I learned to love the paramilitary ad and eventually the paramilitaries within it. It ends with me getting an IRA tattoo on my ass cheek. Persevering for you good boys in memory of your bravery. That comes from Emily.
So here's the interesting thing about that. Where I'm experimenting with trying to not make myself bankrupt by dedicating this amount of time to podcasts and not getting paid for it. So we're experimenting with a few different things. One of which this year is having ad supported podcasts, because this content is received for free. The company who chucks those ads on, and this is kind of, I see it as a benefit, but you might, you know, bug or feature, it's up to you. We're very hands off. The ads, someone else just slots them in, and it's based on the IP address of where your device is detected as being from. So if there's only like one advertiser that's signed up with the company in your neck of the woods, you're going to be hit with a paramilitary ad every fucking time.
Sorry, so that's just how it is.
That's the new, the world. That's where we are. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Enjoy it. And, you know, ads are ads. Treat them as you always have. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. You're a very fair, level-headed guy, Tim. Have you got anything you'd like to say?
Dear Timbly Wimbly Jimbly and Guy 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 Guy. I'm slowly catching up, having got left in a boggy patch, and we are your friends. I think one of my boots came off and I got a sock wet, but I'm hopping along quite happily now. I've just listened to the Patreon Double Down episode and wondered if Neil Breen is actually a modern day, I'm going to screw this up because it's Spanish, Canvites, I think, and Double Down is a rewritten Don Quixote. Don Quixote is presented as someone who has read too many romantic novels about chivalry and has gone mad. Don Breen's character is someone who has watched too many action films and read too many LinkedIn posts about people who are computer geniuses who are brilliant at everything. And so he has also gone mad. The whole of Double Down is a point of view, unreliable narrator delusion as Don/Neil Breen charges about misunderstanding everything he sees and tapping data into dead laptops and old phones he has found. You are good boys. You are brave boys. I will go and seek out the buttons that let you #paytheboys and eat tuna out of a can. Say my name. William Bishop Stevens. God damning small town. Interesting. United Kingdom.
How about that?
I really like that take. Don Quixote. Yeah.
Is it spelt Quixote?
Yeah. How are you supposed to pronounce it?
I'm not sure, but it's a famous literary...
Quixote. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I haven't read it, but I'm like familiar enough with the reference. But the author, it's actually, this is probably quite easy to pronounce, but it's Cervantes. Cervantes.
Yeah, Cervantes.
Have you read it?
No. I feel like I've read a book with the like a I don't know. I feel like it's been in my orbit before, but
I think he...
unless you're really willing to put the work in, I feel like reading books of a time with a certain language and style, it's like unless you're fucking doing it for academic reasons or you've broken through the initial challenge of like the, you know, I remember I got into reading Charles Dickens briefly, and it's like once you're in the world of it, it's amazing. But the period where you're trying to get in, where you're like, oh, can you just fucking take it easy with all these words? It's like they were written as serials, and he got paid by the word, which is why he's such a ludicrously, his output is so like, all of his books are so big and prolific. He's like,
would you say they're over bloated as a result?
Some of them, yeah. But it's a good time.
Do you think they're bloated?
Like, sometimes. All that to say, not read the book. The Road to Hell is paved with good intentions. I'm sure that it's on a bookshelf somewhere in a house I once lived in. I think
Don Coyote,
$8 for it and hoped it would impress someone.
I think he thinks windmills are giants and he like kills a guy because he's so caught up in his own fantasy. I think he
loves to fuck around and he loses his mental state deteriorates. Anyhow,
who among us doesn't love to fuck around, eh?
Phew.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say my name, bitch. All right, Willem, I will. Tim, you big beautiful Willem. Man. Was that you on a very responsible mode of transport, a Lime scooter charging elegantly up Williamson Ave at around 6:50 p.m. this evening at time of the message?
Totally. Undeniably.
I shouted, Tim! But the man who looked just like you kept going. I then yelled, Tim! A second time because I was really sure it was you and I couldn't let this opportunity slip. And he turned around. Please can you clarify whether this was the real Spindly Timbly Wimbly or some charlatan pretending to be someone who looks like you on a Lime scooter?
Nah, definitely me. I've been getting into those recently. Definitely me. Generally speaking, I have headphones in like at all times. I'm either jamming some tunes or smashing some potties. So if I'm out in the world, I am uncommunicable. That's definitely not a word. I made that one up. But the amount of times that mates of mine have been like, hey, man, saw you on the street, literally screamed meters away from you, your name, and you didn't respond. I'm like, yeah, did you see the earbuds in there, dude? It's not going through. It's amazing I haven't been hit by a car yet, to be honest. But, you know, that's me touching wood. Anyway, the answer is yes. Eric writes, dear fuckboys. No, he just says fuckboys. And then he says, dear Tim the Cuddlebug Bat and Guy the Fondle Monster Montgomery. Your one sounds worse than mine.
Scary title, yeah.
I have just finished listening to episode 33 of season 3. You boys be the best fuckboys. Thank you. And Tim, holy shit, listening to you and what's his fucking being the devil and all that symbolism and shit. It was giving me flashbacks to growing up in a tight-knit Christian community I live in. Damn, Tim. You could give childhood me a sermon that would spook me into never touching my dick or thinking about the fermented forbiddens. I fucking hope you don't know where I'm going with this, but I wanted to let you guys know I love you, and it took me almost 3 hours and a million more of your bomb diggity podcast to fucking find your email address. That might be because of all the alcohol going through my system. Love, and good Wednesday night without the wife. There's scant punctuation here, guys, so I'm just kind of assuming where there should be some commas and full stops, where there are none. But yes, I got unreasonably sad and distraught when the first knife so horribly was stolen away from you, but Knifey too, you are the patron saint of my soul. Oh no, no one tell.
You're gonna be heartbroken.
PPS, I'm sorry if this isn't the right email to reach both of you, but goodness knows I've stopped on the first one I've found. Sorry for the length. Lots of sweet, juicy love. Eric Redman Alston. Lots of X's and O's, and in between them, some K's, and also some G's and F's, and then at the end, the word cuck.
That's a good sign off.
Good on you, Eric. God bless you, man.
Yeah. That was a great bit of correspondence. Please, if you are on the lash, and feel the overwhelming urge to get in touch, you don't need to proofread that. Just fire it through.
Fuck, absolutely not. And I love that I don't like necessarily publish my email address, but it's online just enough that we get all these letters.
People can find it.
Absolutely.
I got one more, and then shall we...
Let's close it off with that.
Close it off for now.
Pinch off the log that is the 77th Friend Zone with this beautiful message.
Hi, legends. Sorry I'm a bit late to the party, having only recently discovered your awesomeness. Ed Keverley from Australian Radio put me onto the podcast. Anywho, I'm blasting through Season 1, Grown Ups 2 at the moment. Points to note so far, after having to watch the movie out of intrigue. Pure disappointment by the Braden summertime shot. It's been spoken about so fondly and really didn't reach the heights I was expecting.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. We didn't have a lot to latch on to. In the desert that was the movie, that was an oasis of something interesting.
I can't remember when, a while ago, checked in on the subreddit at reddit.com/r/twiot.
Everyone jump on there. That shit's popping off at the moment.
Saw some people posting, like, pulling clips from the ones that we've said we like and posting on it. And some sort of conversation starting where they were like, it's really quite interesting and grave to see the stuff that they gravitate towards. Like, because of course they don't have the surrounding context that we do. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure as standalone bits of art, these aren't necessarily the beacons of hope that we describe. But, you know, we're working with limited resources here. Anyway. The second thing is, after only 8 podcasts and my one and only viewing of the film, I unwillingly develop the habit of showing shock or disbelief listening to my client's stories by shouting, what?
Oh no, what profession is yours?
He appears to work at a tattoo parlor.
Oh, okay, cool.
Quite concerning at the time, but luckily enough it has passed. Anyway, to get to the point... I'm stuck in episode 45 on iTunes. I can't find from 46 to presumably 52. Am I going crazy? Thanks for your time, Chris Olson from the Gold Coast, who works at Olson Tattoo.
What date did that come to you, Guy? Sorry, can you shout out his business again?
Olson Tattoo. It's late November, late Nov.
I don't know why that would be the case.
It's been resolved for everyone else, so maybe delete it and re-download the app that you're using.
Do a resubscribe or something.
Turn it on and off situation. But exactly. Thank you so much, Chris.
If we were getting tattoos from you and you said, what? We'd be delighted, but we're probably in the minority of the population there.
Absolutely. And as for you, Tim, lovely to talk to you. Have fun with boy Sampo.
I bloody will. Just so you know as well, Guy, you're not the only man in town doing a show. I forgot, but I'm actually emceeing a show in a few hours, so I should probably go and find out who's on the bill. Get ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And seeing as we are talking about shows, just quickly while we're here, if anyone's listening along in New York City, I am hosting a show on the 20th of December at Union Hall called Guy Montgomery Presents I'm Friends With These People, in which I host an array of the best comedians in New York. And insist that they are my friends. Will they reciprocate, or will they be evasive as they were in the previous iteration of the show I hosted? Only time will tell. But that is on the 20th of December. It's a Thursday at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Please come along if possible.
It's like a real life friend zone, but I'm not there. And if I have remembered, which hopefully I have, the ticket link is in the description of this episode.
Oh, Guy,
love that sound. Love the enthusiasm. Always great to talk to you. Now go out there and go rough them up, you son of a bitch.
You got it, friend.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Come to the friend zone and have a good time. Yes, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Cause making friends is the best idea of all time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.